Hello and welcome out to Hideaway Pizza. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville High head football coach Lee Blankenship. We've got senior tailback DeAndre Young and also Brad Dunges on the air with you this evening. Previewing Bartlesville High football tonight on K1 until 7 o'clock. Bruins coming off a loss at Collinsville last week. Bartlesville finally has a home game as Dell City comes to Custer Stadium on Friday night. Coach, boy, we've talked about how you think things have gone kind of fast, and I think things have kind of gone slow, but sure does feel like it's been a long time since we finally had a game at Custer Stadium, so looking forward to Friday night especially.
Man, it's been forever for me. I've never had one at Custer Stadium, so I'm really looking forward to having that first experience there.
No question about it. We'll welcome in Brad Dunges into the program. Good afternoon or good evening to you, Brad. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Coach. Coach Evan, good to be here tonight. I'm really glad to sponsor the program this year and really excited for the first home game. You're going to love the crowd tomorrow night. They're going to, or Friday night, they're really going to rock the stadium. I'm sure you'll have a huge crowd.
I'm excited to get a home game for sure, and glad to have you on this week as well.
Yeah, we're excited for such a great year. You got a great team you put together and lots of new stuff going on. So what do you think this game's going to be like this weekend?
Man, we're playing a group that has a lot of speed, but like you said, it's in front of a home crowd. So our kids are going to fight their tail ends off, and what a great group of kids we have here at Bartlesville. Such a great community, so much support for us, and we're just thankful to be here, and I'm honored to be sitting here with you guys tonight, man. It's a great place to live, great place to work, great place to eat. Can't beat it.
No, it is. Come on down to the Hideaway, everybody, and come see us. We're here. Lots of pizza and cheese and everything.
Yes, sir.
What's going on at Dungeons, Brad?
We've got the model year in clearance is still winding down. The 2018s have got to go away, so to make room for the 2019, some of the best deals of the year are this time of year. We've also got great deals on used cars. We've got our $9.95 oil change going on every day. We'll meet or beat anybody's price on tires, brakes, batteries, just about anything you need regularly on your car. We're going to meet or beat anybody's price on it. That's just the way we do business every day. Like I said, the deals are spread throughout all the vehicles. Toyotas, Fords, Lincolns right now are used and certified vehicles. So if you're in the market for a car, it's a great time to check things out on the website. You can go to dungeschoice.com and take a look at that. I've got pictures of virtually every vehicle up there, market-based pricing information. Really trying to put everything you need there so you can make an informed decision.
And, of course, Dunge's a sponsor of this program in Bartlesville High football, and you guys really support a lot of the local sports around the area.
Well, it is so important to us to support our youth in the community. And since my grandfather came to Bartlesville in 1941, we've been sponsoring youth sports. The American Legion baseball team maybe is what we're known for the most. But every year we sponsor dozens of teams, and we really – like to spread it out. You know, kids in our community, young men and young women, whether it's sports or everything, the livestock show, the children's musical theater, art at the Bartlesville Art Association. There's so much going on in our community that activates children, keeps them busy, educated, and plugged in. That's what we're about, and teams really come together and make something out of young men and women, and the team sports are something we really are proud of to sponsor. And with a great coach like Coach Blankenship here in town, we're really optimistic about our season every year. And you know, really, I want to encourage the town to get behind the team regardless of the season, and really support the players because they deserve it. They've fought hard for this opportunity through the years to play. I know a lot of the young men that are seniors this year because my son William is a senior, and they're a great group of guys and have worked really hard, and I know that they're high character kids, and they're going to represent Bartlesville well going forward, not just this year.
I'm so proud of our kids, and you hit the nail on the head. We were actually talking a little bit off the air about your son. Your son William's a pretty good soccer player now for our community. So.
Well, we're proud to support your sport too. Football is a big deal. My father was a running back for the Bruins, or college high back then, and he was number 22 back in the day.
Very
that
cool.
That was quite a few years ago.
It's awesome. I'm a big football historian. I love hearing the history of the town and especially of the football program. It's important to know where you've been to know where you're going. So that's pretty cool. I do have to throw. I haven't said this the last couple of weeks either. I am a Ford pickup driving man myself now. So I can recommend a good Ford pickup truck.
Well, and you know where to find them around here.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Come get your oil change, too. I don't know if you've had a chance to take advantage of that yet, but that's a great deal, and we'll get all your service done at Dungeness. Come see me when you're out there, too.
Yes, sir. Very good.
Yeah, great deal. And I know you've got a young guy, a man here I know pretty well, too, DeAndre. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
So you're having a good season? I just used to know you more as a basketball player, but you've been playing football just as long, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what do you think is the most important thing we got going against Del City this weekend? What are we going to have to do to be victorious?
Oh, we're just definitely going to have to go out there and do our part, do our 1-11th on the field, make no minimum mistakes as possible.
Probably hand it off to you would be a good idea, too, huh?
Got to show some love to the other players, too.
All right. Well, I don't want to dominate this show. You guys know football better than I do, but I'm so excited to be here with you and appreciate the time with you, Coach, and DeAndre and Evan. I really do appreciate it. And have a great, great night Friday night.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks for coming, Brad. Brad Dungeness, Dungeness Family of Autos here on the Lee Blankenship Show. Once again, live from Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville. And looking forward to talking some Bruin football here on K1 this evening. Coach, let's go ahead and dive in a little bit to the last ball game. A close ball game at Collinsville was a heck of kind of a drag down knockout fight you had under some mist and a pretty good crowd from both sides. It was a pretty big time atmosphere and a lot of fun on Friday night. You guys kind of punched them in the mouth early. Unfortunately, Collinsville came back and got the best of you at the end. Just your overall thoughts on that game at Collinsville on Friday.
Yeah, you know what? We did some good things. That's my overall thoughts were just looking at the film. If you take the scoreboard out of it, I was proud of our effort on both sides of the ball. They made some plays on us. What excites me the most about the team, and I think I've said this a couple times, is just when we're looking at the film each weekend after we in our scrimmages, in our first game it was a win, and in our second game it was a close loss. But even past the scoreboard, when I'm looking at it, I'm excited about what I see in the terms of there's little fixable mistakes. There's mental breakdowns or simple busts that when we can fix, we're going to have a chance to be really good. We had our chances to win the football game. Offense looked a lot better last week. We moved the ball. Young man sitting right here to my left had 292 rushing yards, which was huge on the night and really catapulted us. Our defense got some turnovers. They had a big turnover down on the goal line early in the game. The flashes are there. The potential is there. What we've been telling our kids, hey, if we see you do it once, guess what we expect every time? We know you can do it. Now we expect it like that every time. So we're going to keep getting better. That's our goal for the year, 10% better each week. And in 10 weeks, we'll be 100% better.
Yeah, we've talked about this before as well. I think you've kind of got a makeup, especially with a lot of the new guys that haven't played a whole lot before, where you're set up to be quite a bit better when you get to week 6 and 7 and kind of the nitty-gritty of district play versus, you know, just your first real big test against a big 5A team in non-district play. And I've got to think, like you said, obviously you felt like you probably had a chance to win the game, and that's a little disappointing. But at the same time, it's got to be encouraging to have a club that's as good as Collinsville. That's a consensus top three team in Class 5A, right beneath 6A2. You had them on the ropes, on the road, and I think that I was over there on the home side, and I saw the looks in some of the parents and fans, the Cardinals fans. They were kind of shell-shocked a little bit right at the beginning. You guys punched them in the mouth.
We did, and you know what? We had a great drive at the end as well offensively. And as much as anything, I was so proud to see our kids just continue to fight. We're not a team that's gonna hang their head, that's gonna give up. That's been one of the main things that these boys will hear me screaming from the sidelines is stay in the fight. We're never out of the fight unless we take ourselves out, and we're not gonna do that this year. We're gonna continue to get better. We're gonna continue to work hard and to fight. Obviously, by the term fight, I mean in between the whistles and giving as much as we can give. But and a lot of credit to Collinsville last week too. They've got some great players. They have a great coaching staff. And those guys have been in some fights, and you know, and they did a great job of making some adjustments and giving themselves an opportunity to win as well.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship on his weekly coaches show here from Hideaway Pizza. Airs every single Wednesday night here from Hideaway downtown from 6 until 7 o'clock on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Talking about the Bruins' performance at Collinsville last week. How much of a factor did the conditions kind of factor into that ball game a little bit? Obviously, it wasn't really ever raining per se, but it was plenty wet down there on the field.
Sure.
They had that fumble inside their own 10-yard line, which was a huge pickup for you all. They had a couple of special teams miscues. How much of a factor did that rain have on the
ball game? You know, it was annoying more than anything. The ball was a little bit wet at times. I thought our backs did a good job of taking care of the football, having that great ball security. Defensively, our defense did a great job. I think they were 2 of 10 passing, and we held them to 11 yards passing. So it affected them a little bit on that end. Our quarterbacks worked hard. There were a couple of drops in the game, and you could probably attribute that to the weather. Even though Coach McJunkins, if he were sitting here, he wouldn't allow that to happen. We're going to tell our kids, if it touches your hands, it's ours. So. The weather's always a factor, but hey, it's wet on both sides of the field for both teams. So we've that's something we've got to battle through.
I didn't want to go too long without talking about DeAndre Young, and of course we'll speak with him in just a little bit. He's going to be our player profile this evening. Senior guy who's played pretty much all 4 years he's been at Bartlesville High, but outstanding performance. I think you had him officially at 292 yards, 38 carries, three touchdowns. I think a couple of them obviously longer than 70 yards, and that was a lot of fun to watch on Friday.
Hey, it's as fun as it is for you, it's even more fun for me to see him scampering down the, or rumbling is probably more of the word, down the sideline. And he had some huge runs for us. Definitely is a guy that's going to be, I told you,
yeah,
be big for us all season.
And you know, he's 215 pounds is what he's listed at, and he's sitting in front of me, and he's about as big as you say, and he's got some breakaway ability. He got through that line of scrimmage a couple times, and no one could catch him. There's some guys skinnier than 215 pounds chasing him, and no one was able to.
Some guys that could run on their side that didn't catch him, and that's one thing I'll say I'm so proud of DeAndre for this offseason is. You can see a clear change. He's got another burst and another gear this year than he had a year ago, from what I can see on film. And I know he's worked really hard in the offseason, in the weight room, and on the field, just trying to fine-tune that speed. That's another element of his game that's really going to put him over the top this year.
Yeah, three of those touchdowns he's had in the first couple ball games were 30 yards or more. I mentioned the 74 and 75 yarder last week, and of course had that 30 yarder against Claremore. And as we mentioned, we will have a chance to talk with DeAndre Young a little bit later on in the program. I wanted to stick with the run game. I thought Lakin Cloudis was good too. Didn't carry the ball quite as much, but he had 7 or 8 yards per carry as well. And also,
yes.
How does that, and along with DeAndre's performance, kind of reflect on the offensive line too?
Offensive line are battling. They're getting better every week. We've got one of the young men that I've been extremely impressed with is a sophomore, Curtis Fodor. He's sitting right over here with me. He's probably getting ready to eat a whole pizza by himself. But the boy is extremely smart. That's something that has helped us for our and our school. We've got some smart kids, and we're using that to our advantage. They're able to make some checks and see some things that, some places I've been at before kids couldn't see, and that's a huge advantage. He's still a little bit undersized, but, man, he's a fighter. All the way across the offensive line, our kids are getting better each week.
And you talk about them getting better because outside of Cody Kiesling and the Devin Fellows a little bit, it's a brand-new look right there. Curtis, one of those guys, obviously his brother played, so we recognize the Fodor name, but
sure.
You've got three new guys out there, and I know that Devin played a little bit last year, but he's a second-year starter. Of course, Cody's kind of a veteran, but not a real veteran group.
Cody does a great job, and he is a great leader on that front line. Andrew Harden is another young man that's doing a great job. Man, he's a senior, but has never started in the position, at least. I think last year he was the punter on the team, and man, he has really bought into playing offensive line and done a phenomenal job. Keaton Harris is our center, who is a young man that moved over to Bartlesville from Dewey last year, and he has really just made a great effort to learn the plays. He came in a little bit late in the summer, really worked hard to learn our system and be ready to get himself on the field, and does a great job for us at center.
Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship with us on his weekly coaches radio show here from Hideaway Pizza. Starts at 6 o'clock every single Wednesday on K1. Talk about the defense a little bit. Really good start, obviously. Clogged them up. That's what allowed you to get a 14-0 lead. In fact, you had a few possessions where, boy, it looked like you might go up 21-0, and that thing might kind of get out of hand quickly. Unfortunately, couldn't quite kind of step on the throat there early. But the defense had a good start. What did you see from kind of start to finish on that side of the ball?
One young man that I want to point out who's actually going to get the start this week is another sophomore who has been early in the year was battling for an offensive line job, Colton Green. Colton came in and gave us some great reps at defensive tackle. Man, I'm really excited about him. He's a young guy. He's got a really bright future ahead of him. But he's a guy that's going to come in and go. We're going to go ahead and pull the trigger and let him start on Friday night and expect him to have a good game. Defensively, we showed on our kids on film, and that's something that. I mentioned a little bit earlier in the program, it's about the little details with us. We call it doing your 111th. We need 11 guys to do their job. You saw that perfectly executed early in the game as we got a little bit tireder. At times we got out of gap a little bit, which hurts you, defensively. You've got to be gap sound. So that's been our message to our kids. Trust the process. Trust your rules. Do your 111th. Do your job. We can't be focused on doing somebody else's job, because when I'm worried about somebody else's job, nobody's doing my job. So it's about trusting the man next to you, trusting your coaches, trusting your scheme, and just playing hard. That's one of the things that I want us to be better at for the entire game. Next year on that side of the ball.
And, obviously you're going to see some really good football teams throughout your East Side 6A2, but it's pretty rare to have someone like Collinsville that has three tailbacks who are almost all three starters. I mean, there wasn't really any kind of drop-off whatsoever. You've got two really good ones. They had three guys. They were just rotating in and out, almost like 1A, 1B, 1C, and I would guess that probably helps a little bit on a night like that. You'd mentioned kind of getting tired. You guys are getting tired on defense, but then they've got three guys. They're just able to kind of split things up evenly between.
Yeah, they did a great job, and there's not a whole lot we can do when teams are that deep, other than just continue to build our depth throughout the season. We had some guys in our JV game on Monday night. We use JV a little bit differently than other people will. That's an audition for Friday night, and to try to develop some guys to get them ready to play on Friday. And we had some guys step up in our JV that might be able to give us some more reps in some different positions on both sides of the ball this week. So that's something that we're definitely going to be focused on, especially early in the year. Another big thing, and a kid that I want to give a lot of credit to from the Collinsville side is Grayson Boomer. I mean, he is one of the top tight ends prospects in the nation. We hadn't seen him on film. I don't think he played in the first few scrimmages in the first game of the season last week, and we honestly didn't know if he was going to play or not. And he came running out there and played a good game. I was really proud of how our kids battled and fought. Even, we didn't back down from him. He's a big kid, has a good reputation, and I love seeing that from our guys as well. We're Bartlesville. We don't care what your reputation is. We're gonna give you everything we've got, whoever you are. And our kids really battled hard. He had a great game and made some big plays for them, especially blocking up, from that wing back position that they like to play him in. But our kids fought all night. I was really proud of that.
Yeah, he looks a little bit different in his uniform than some that you see. You can kind of see the difference there.
When he runs out on the field, you know who he is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I will say that he had that one pass thrown his direction that they actually set it up pretty well, and that ball was wet, and it went right through his hands.
Yeah.
So as an Oklahoma State fan, I hope he kind of shores that up a little bit before next year. But I was pleased on Friday that one went our direction. Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship here on his weekly radio show. Wanted to talk a little bit more about the offense, quarterback play. You had mentioned that final drive, and that was a big one for you all. Down 14 mid to late fourth quarter, you kind of had your backs against the wall. You had put Ben Winters in, who got his really first kind of steady varsity time. I know he had one series last year, but he came in and he was a little bit amped up. I think you could tell when he first got in the ball game in the first half, but it kind of looked like he calmed down and calmed down enough to where he really had a lot of success that final drive.
Ben really throws the football well and did a great job of leading the team down. Made some really good throws, made some really good decisions, even more importantly than that. And that was I really like seeing that from him. He's a young man that's a junior. He's had a great offseason, exceptional work ethic, really looked good throughout the scrimmages and the seven-on-sevens, and just were excited to see him take the opportunity that he got this week and make the most of it.
So it sounds like you're going to go with him to start on Friday. I assume that there's still probably a chance going forward. We see both those fellas. They both kind of added something.
Goodness.
Obviously, Noah threw a really good ball to Tom, who's sitting right over here for a touchdown, and that got you on the board.
Absolutely. And Tom's had a great season. We've been proud of Tom on both sides of the ball. Noah, had a great drive. Noah gives our team a spark every time he's in the game. He runs the ball really well. Both of those young men bring something a little bit different to our team, and they both have their strengths. One of the things that we have looked at this week going forward is just with Shane Simpson being out, he's still questionable. I'll go
day
with that
day.
He's still day to day with whether or not he's going to play on Friday night. Our second team, what we call the A position, it's basically the slot receiver position. Cody Tate, who came in and did a great job, made some great catches, blocked really well down the field. He broke his collarbone in the game, so he's out. So our depth at that A position has really dwindled, and you can expect to see us use Noah just because of how athletic he is. There were times that on Friday night that Ben was on the field and he was doing really well and making good reads, and I looked over and Noah Sunday's standing on the sideline, and I'm going, man, that's one of our best athletes. We've got to find a way to get Noah on the field, especially when Ben's in the game. So you can see both of them, look to see both of them at quarterback, and look to see us use Noah in some ways that well, we'll just have to wait for Friday night to see that.
I think that we know where you're going there. Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship with us on his weekly radio show. As we mentioned, we'll have a chance to talk with DeAndre Young, a senior tailback here in just a bit. I want to thank Tri-County Tech, OK Federal Credit Union, the Dutchess family of autos. Of course, Brad talked with us earlier, and Hideaway Pizza for sponsoring the program this evening. You had mentioned Tom Beard, and of course, I think that I mostly think of him as a defensive guy just because he's been there for so long, but he became a guy, obviously, who got that long touchdown reception against Claremore, but then he came in and really almost had the best night of any receiver on Friday, which is kind of fun to see him out there using that athleticism on both sides of the ball.
No doubt about it. Tom's one of those kids that is exceptional athlete. We try to use Tom in ways that just use him in a little wrinkle. When he's on the field, he's probably going to be involved at least early. Try to save his legs as much as we can, because he's also one of our best defensive backs that we have, and he's a really great lockdown corner. But right now, he's leading our team in receiving yards and in touchdowns, and he's definitely a go-to guy.
Yeah, and you had mentioned it before. He's a guy that's not necessarily on the field every single play offensively because of everything that he gives you on the defensive side of the football. I know with some of the horses that Del City has on Friday night that he'll be an important guy at that cornerback spot as well.
No doubt about it. He's going to have his hands full this week. He's going to be going up against some receivers that are highly touted. A great receiving core. They have really athletic, big, long kids that can run. So we're going to need him a lot on that side. And not to beat a dead horse or anything, but just to go back to the Noah Sunday conversation, we need Noah to be big for us on Friday night in multiple roles.
Talking with Lee Blankenship, Bartlesville head football coach, on his weekly radio show here on K1. Other thing I just wanted to touch as we kind of wrap up our conversation about Collinsville and that ball game. That felt like a pretty big-time atmosphere to me, at least in the press box. They had their side completely full. That's a 5A team that's got a lot of history. I know they're expecting big things out of that club this year. As I mentioned, they're a consensus top three team in the state. Bartlesville, again, traveled tremendously well, had their visitor's side completely full. I know I saw some Carolina blue and navy blue kind of lining the the fence over there because it looked like they had filled up the visitor stands completely. So
yeah.
That had to be kind of a lot of fun for the kids and for you to be out there and play in a kind of atmosphere like that, and hopefully a precursor to some things later on the season as
Listen,
well.
Listen, that's the only thing that a Friday night in Oklahoma high school football should look like. And it was awesome to see how well our community traveled and the level of excitement. I thought our crowd was phenomenal again. They were on their feet on third down, and that's really special for our kids, just to know that there are people that love them and support them and want to see them be successful. And our kids are going to be successful. They're going to be successful now in football, and they're going to go on and be successful in whatever it is they choose to do in their lives. And that's a really neat thing to see a community just embrace a group of kids like that and push them to that. So we really appreciated that, and it was special.
I'm not 100% sure if the air horns are legal or not, but they come across really good on the radio crowd mic. So
air horns are perfectly legal in football.
Well,
they're not legal in any indoor sport.
Well, then that's great. Whoever, if you're listening and you brought the air horn, I like that. So go ahead and break it out at Custer Stadium
on Friday. Everybody
as well.
Bring your air horns on Friday night, and I'm going to be honest with you, that was probably my father-in-law. I've heard the my family brings the air horns.
I like it. Well, if you got, you know, a couple thousand people with air horns, and that's what we're known for, then I'll take it. I think that'd be a lot of fun. So
sound like a freight train coming when the Bruins come to town. That'd be okay.
No question about it. Bartlesville High head football coach Lee Blankenship on his weekly radio show. We'll take our first break of the program. We'll come back and we'll have our player profile. Bartlesville senior tailback DeAndre Young going to join us on the program. And then, of course, we'll talk a little bit more about the Dell City Eagles as Bartlesville gets set for his first home football game of 2018. We'll take a break and come back to Hideaway after this. You're listening to the Lee Blankenship Show on 1400 AM, K1, and FM 93.3.
It's a red tag sale at Dungis Toyota with model year-end savings on remaining new 2018 Toyotas. Get huge discounts, super low financing, and incredible lease offers on every new vehicle, including Highlander, Camry, Tacoma, and Tundra. Dungis Toyota, where every new vehicle comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Highway 75 in Bartlesville, home of the 995 oil change. DungisToyota.com.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union, they want to be your credit
Quiet
union.
Quiet weather across much of southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma. We're watching the East Coast and down in the southern Gulf of Mexico, where some tropical weather obviously is going on. Otherwise, for us, just partly cloudy to fair tonight. Low temperature dropping down to near 64. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Afternoon high at 84. We'll continue with nice weather on Friday, just a little bit more humid with afternoon highs around 86. Weekend will be in the upper 80s and partly cloudy. We have about a 10% chance of an isolated shower or thunder shower on Saturday afternoon. From News on 6, I'm Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Jazzercise Jeremy posted, "Get in my belly." Hashtag get in my belly. Hashtag foodie. Hashtag favorite. Hashtag pizza night. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
What does it mean to be bold? At Tri-County Tech, it means designing your future. It means showing up, taking the risk, being courageous, and believing in your dreams. At Tri-County Tech, successful futures are built by driven students and instructors that challenge them to be the best that they can be. Last year, our adult graduates averaged over $18 per hour. Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Visit tricountytech.edu for more information.
Shotgun snap, 35, hands it off, left side, Young, big hole, 35, 40, there he goes, at midfield, 45, 35, 30, they're not going to catch him, 20, 15, 10, 5, 75 yards, DeAndre Young for another Bartlesville touchdown. Nice lead into this segment as we talk Bartlesville High Bruin football on 1400 AM K1 FM 93.3. It's a Lee Blankenship show every single Wednesday evening from 6 until 7 o'clock from Hideaway Pizza. DeAndre Young, who you just heard scamper in from 75 yards there, our senior player profile. DeAndre, thanks for joining us this evening. How's it going so far?
Good, how are you?
We're hanging in there. It's been a lot of fun to watch you through 2 weeks. How do you feel? Obviously, it's been a kind of a breakout year for you. How's everything going so far?
I feel good about it. I wouldn't be able to get to where I'm at right now without the team, the support system, with the community and everything.
And, you know, you've already surpassed your yards total from last year. I think that you're knocking up on what you had career touchdown-wise through just 2 games. And Coach Blankenship has been he's been on it, reminded me every single week at the show and then the preseason that you're going to be a guy that they lean on heavily. Had close to 40 carries last week, so obviously they leaned on you a little bit. What has been the difference this year versus any of the other years?
Higher expectations from the team as well as myself. The coaches, they have set a high bar for us to achieve by the end of the year, so we look to get to that.
Talking with DeAndre Young, Bartlesville High senior tailback, had nearly 300 yards on the ground last week. I know you're up for some kind of statewide awards the different publications put out. Your thoughts on last week's performance? How much fun was that for you to kind of to be the guy and scamper down for a couple 70-yard touchdown runs, have those air horns behind you? How was that on Friday last week?
It was really fun. Just getting to the end zone, turning around, the whole offense just attacking me. It's a really good feeling.
That's kind of what it's about, isn't it, a little bit?
Yes.
You're a senior, obviously, and it seems like you've kind of taken your role as a leader and a guy that is expected to produce a little bit serious. Is that accurate this year?
Yes, and not only do we have, like, we have four captains, but if you were to take the whole team, line them up on a line, there'd be a whole bunch of leaders. So it's just not any particular people on the team.
Talking with DeAndre Young, Bartlesville High senior tailback here on the Lee Blankenship Show. DeAndre, a guy that you played, you know, for 4 seasons so far. You know, you got to play some as a freshman, which is pretty a little bit odd and in varsity football. Not a whole lot of freshmen trotting out there. So you've been a guy that's kind of been around a little bit. How much does that kind of help in your role as being a captain and someone who's really, you know, you've seen everything. You were on the 2015 team. You're one of a few guys that are still around that actually played in that 2015 team that really saw almost the highest of high in 6A2 football.
So when I first got out here, played as a freshman, everything was so fast and so fast-paced and up-tempo. And over the course of the years, I just learned how to slow the game down with my abilities on the field. So and it just stuck with me.
Now, I can tell you when Coach and I were talking about DeAndre during that first segment, when we talked about him, he didn't really have much of a reaction, but you were pretty fired up when we talked about your offensive line and when you talked about Leak and Clouda. So let's talk about those guys a little bit. You've got a running back that's kind of a 1-2 punch behind you a little bit, who's done a tremendous job this year and last year as well. How much fun is it to kind of share those carries with Lakin?
I love Lakin. He's a hard worker, a really hard worker. I can't wait to see what his future holds for him. He's a guy that will just lay it out on the line for anybody. And for him to block for me, it's just very special.
And then the offensive line as well. There's been a few times this year where you've had some pretty big holes, and I'm not trying to take anything away from you, but you've got some room to move. I think that 30-yard touchdown against Claremore, I don't know that anyone touched you. I think one of those touchdowns against Collinsville last week, and then I know the one that really stood out to me was that first and I think only touchdown you guys scored in your scrimmage against Coweta. You ran in untouched. How's the offensive line been this year?
Oh, they're doing really good. All my yards this year came from them. I'm not going to take anything away from them. They make me right. I make them right. It's just perfect combination between us.
Talking with DeAndre Young, Bartlesville High senior tailback at 292 yards last week on the road at Collinsville as the Bruins get set for their home opener against Del City on Friday night. Let's talk a little bit about DeAndre Young outside of football, because obviously you do other things. You've been a basketball player. I had fun watching you play basketball before. What do you like to do when you're not out there playing football?
I like to hang out with my friends, just having a good time. Family time is always a good thing.
Favorite activities? You fish, hunt, run? What do you do?
I don't do nothing.
Watch TV?
Watch TV.
What are your favorite TV shows?
SpongeBob, Tom and Jerry.
There we go.
Looney Tunes.
SpongeBob's
those
good.
Those are my shows.
What's your favorite episode of SpongeBob?
Give
me a couple.
one of my favorites is when they went to Atlantis.
Okay.
And whenever Patrick and SpongeBob got on the bus and got stuck. And like
in the glove world, when they went to glove world, that rock bottom, I think, is the title of that episode. It's sad that I know that.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about right now.
Shawnee just got an Amazon Prime membership, so I've been watching a lot of SpongeBob of late. So that one rung true with me as we talked with DeAndre Young, Bartlesville High senior tailback. Favorite movies?
Favorite movie right now is probably Jumanji: Welcome to the Jungle.
The second one. The second one, okay. Well, I'm showing my age. I'm an originalist of the Jumanji. Have you seen the original Jumanji?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
And then favorite foods, what are you eating when you have a chance?
Spaghetti.
Okay. Talking with DeAndre Young here. Future plans, I know obviously you're going to have a chance to play football somewhere at the tailback spot. How is that process going for you?
It's doing really well. A lot of coaches contacting me, reaching out to me, so...
And I would guess those first couple games not hurting at all in DeAndre's quest to get noticed.
Not at all. That's something we sat down and talked, and just talking about DeAndre's goals, and I challenged him, hey, we need some great performances in the first few weeks of the season so we can get some of that film out to these coaches, and he hasn't disappointed in that.
No question about it. When you get into school, any idea what you'd like to study?
Sports management.
Sports management, okay. And then you have, I mean, it's too early probably to ask you where you want to go, but obviously are you enjoying the recruiting process so far?
Yes. It's really fun. Just talking to coaches, getting to go on visits, seeing the campus, talking to coaches in person, it's really fun.
Does that add any extra motivation to the season on top of the stuff we talked about before, kind of having some individual stuff on the line for you?
Yes. Yeah, not only going to college, but leaving a legacy behind here at Bartlesville, setting a standard, high standard for this program. So,
Bartlesville High senior tailback DeAndre Young, our player profile this evening. DeAndre, a big one on Friday night. Home crowd obviously going to be behind you. It's your first home game of the season. You've got a really good club in Del City. You guys have a chance to kind of show what you're made of against the team that's really expected to kind of vie for a state championship.
We just got to go out there just because there's a lot of people around. You can't get too nervous. Just got to go out there, do what we do best, do our part on the field, and get the job done.
DeAndre Young, our player profile this evening on the Lee Blankenship Show. DeAndre, we appreciate the time. Really enjoyed watching it all your career, the last couple of games especially, and looking forward to the rest of your senior campaign. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
DeAndre Young, Bartlesville High, senior tailback, our player profile this evening. We'll take our final break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about the Del City Eagles as we continue the Lee Blankenship Show on 1400 AM, K1 FM 93.3, and also online, BartlesvilleRadio.com and the Bartlesville Radio app.
It's our red tag sale at Dungis Toyota with model year-end savings on remaining new 2018 Toyotas. Get huge discounts, super low financing, and incredible lease offers on every new vehicle, including Highlander, Camry, Tacoma, and Tundra. Dungis Toyota, where every new vehicle comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Highway 75 in Bartlesville, home of the 995 oil change. DungisToyota.com.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
007 Michael Ball is awesome. One posted hashtag meatball hero sandwich emoji with sunglasses. Hashtag om nom 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 nom. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Quiet weather across much of southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma. We're watching the East Coast and down in the southern Gulf of Mexico where some tropical weather obviously is going on. Otherwise, for us, just partly cloudy to fair tonight. Low temperature dropping down to near 64. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Afternoon high at 84. We'll continue with nice weather on Friday, just a little bit more humid with afternoon highs around 86. Weekend will be in the upper 80s and partly cloudy. We have about a 10% chance of an isolated shower, a thunder shower, on Saturday afternoon. From News on 6, I'm Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
You can do more than the minimum wage, and you can do more at Tri-County Tech. Last year, our average adult graduate wage was over $18 per hour. We have affordable tuition and easy to apply for financial aid. What's holding you back from doing more? Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Visit tricountytech.edu for more information.
It's our red tag sale at Dungis Toyota with model year-end savings on remaining new 2018 Toyotas. Get huge discounts, super low financing, and incredible lease offers on every new vehicle, including Highlander, Camry, Tacoma, and Tundra. Dungis Toyota, where every new vehicle comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Highway 75 in Bartlesville, home of the 995 oil change. DungisToyota.com.
Wide receiver set, Young the lone back, play action fake throw over the middle, that is complete to Tom Beard into the end zone, touchdown Bartlesville, a slant route put perfectly on the money by Noah Sunday, and the Bruins strike first, 6-0 Bartlesville, 7-0. Heard a little bit of that air horn in the background of that touchdown there. That was a 13-yard touchdown pass from Noah Sunday to Tom Beard. They got Bartlesville on the scoreboard first as the Bruins played at Collinsville last week. 1-1 now is Bartlesville High as they get ready for their home opener against Dell City on Friday. And Coach, one other thing I did want to mention about this week before we talk a little bit about the Dell City Eagles. How has the team kind of responded from that first loss? Obviously, you're going to have bumps in the road no matter where, no matter what happens, whether it's a loss or a bad quarter or a fumble or interception or something like that. There's going to be times where not everything goes according to plan. How do you feel like everyone's bounced back from that initial loss?
Yeah, listen, one of the things that we just preach to our kids is play the next play. Just play the next play. We're not going to get too high and we're not going to get too low. That's our number one message to our kids. I think our kids are fine. They understand that where we are now is still in a position that we need to grow. We want to get better every day. We want to get better every time we're on the football field. Our motto is win today. And just to continue to get better as the season goes on. And if we'll keep playing hard, we'll play the next play. Good things will happen for us.
Talking with Bartlesville High head coach Lee Blankenship as the Bruins get ready for Dell City on Friday. We talked about how, you know, some of the mistakes are correctable. I know that the rain or wetness may have played a little bit of a factor, but had a couple miscues on special teams and then a couple miscues or maybe miscommunications on getting the play called. Yeah. If you could kind of run both those things down for us.
Well, the special teams miscues are a large part of just the wetness on the field, the wetness in the ball. We had the snap that was a little bit high on the extra point attempt.
And Paxton tried to make that into something. That was heads up. He gave it a shot.
We've got Paxton Bradford back there because he's a cool cookie. He's another one of those future really good quarterbacks. He's a sophomore that is getting some playing time already on the defensive side of the ball, and we know that he's a guy that if something like that happens, he's capable of making a play. So I have a lot of trust in him. That was, you know, things like that are going to happen, though. That's, again, play the next play. Getting the play calls in, we had a situation once where we had an offensive lineman whose helmet was broken, and we didn't have great communication of getting that information to our offensive staff and us, so we ran out there and had to waste a timeout. Little things like that are just growing pains, things that we're going to, mistakes that sometimes just have to happen so we can, as a staff, as a new staff that's a bunch of guys that have worked in different places and now we're all working together, and then just as players learning how the operations on the sideline work with a new coaching staff, our growing pains, and those are things that we've got to just continue to get better at, and we will. Those are very fixable things.
Yeah, exactly, and those are the things that we had mentioned at the outset of the program. Those are things that obviously week 7 and 8 will be quite a bit different than week 2.
No doubt.
Talking with Lee Blankenship on his weekly radio show here on K1, getting ready for the Del City Eagles. And Coach, a big test. I think on my sports cast in the morning at one point, I think last week, I kind of called the first few weeks of the season kind of a staircase for you all, where it almost seems like the first 3-4 weeks you're just kind of gradually taking steps up in competition, and that's going to continue with Del City. You go from an elite team in 5A on the road to a team that used to be 5A but is now in 6A2, your own division, and is pretty much a consensus top 5 team with a lot of horses.
No doubt. Del City is a team that if you don't have a lot of respect for what they're capable of, you haven't seen them on film. They have a stable full of really good athletes, man. They've got some good players on both sides of the ball. They're big up front. We've definitely got our hands cut out for us this week.
Yeah, Del City 1-1. They're coming off a 1-point loss to Carl Albert
in overtime. Yeah,
32-31. I guess that they went for the win. It was kind of odd. I was reading about it a little bit before. They were going to go for 2 and got a delay of game penalty. They backed it up to the 8, and they still went for 2, and then they didn't get it. So they ended up losing in that fashion against Carl Albert. And, of course, as most people that follow football in the state of Oklahoma, Carl Albert is a program that's now won 24 games in a row.
Yeah.
And, of course, state champions, Class 5A the last couple of years. Probably the only reason why Collinsville hasn't won a state title is because Carl Albert's been so good in Class 5A.
That's exactly right.
And that's a Del City team that nearly snapped that 23-game win streak.
Without a doubt. If you look in Carl Albert's trophy case, there's more than just one or two gold balls in that thing. Those guys have a great program. They've got a little bit of a rivalry have developed over the years with Del City. That the two teams are pretty familiar with one another, and Del City played them really tough. Listen to me. I wouldn't be shocked at all to see a late playoff matchup with Collinsville and Carl Albert.
No question about it. As we talk about the Del City Eagles, 1-1, their other win over another traditionally rich program in Bishop McGuinness, who they beat by 40 points in week number 1.
They looked good against Bishop McGuinness. Bishop McGuinness is another school with a new coaching staff. Their head coach, Coach Jones, from a year ago, actually took the Norman North job, and so they brought in a new staff, and they had a rough game. We've got that game on film, and I'm telling you, Del City's got some athletes that are capable of huge plays at any point on the field at any time in the game.
Yeah, going to probably look a little bit different from a defensive standpoint than last week, where Collinsville almost was exclusively run. Like you said, they only completed 2 passes, and of course, I think that maybe the wetness had something to do with that as well. But Del City is going to air it out just a little bit. It's kind of more of a spread-style offense.
Yes.
As I mentioned, they scored 47 points in that first week ball game, 32 against a very good Carl Albert club. So it's going to be quite a bit different of a look, I would think, defensively for you guys than you saw last week.
It will be. They're a little bit more finesse. They've got a quarterback that can really throw it. They're going to take some shots. They've got 2 really good receivers that play on the outside, big, tall kids that can run really well. Their quarterback is a threat to throw it, but he's a major threat to pull the thing down and run it as well. So we're going to have to know where he's at, and our guys are going to have to make some open field. We're going to have to play great pass defense this year, or this week, and make some open field tackles on some guys that are really good in space.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship on his weekly coaches radio show. Bartlesville getting sent for a matchup against Del City. A couple of those guys that Coach mentioned: Quinlan Ganther, the starting quarterback for Del City, second-year starter, has thrown for 632 yards and 3 touchdowns through his first couple of ball games. Threw for 1 score last week. Did have a couple interceptions, albeit in a 40-point win against Bishop McGuinness in week number 1. He'll run the ball a little bit, as Coach mentioned. His numbers haven't been spectacular on that point, but a lot of that has to do with high school rules and sacks and so on and so forth. The main wide receiver that Coach mentioned, his name is Jeff Foreman. He's a senior. So far, 391 yards through the air for Foreman. He's accounted for 62% of their receiving yards this year.
Foreman, if I'm not mistaken, has a couple of offers or serious interest from some Division I programs. He's a guy that we've read a lot about and has really made a name for himself in the recruiting triangles.
Yeah, he had more than 1,100 yards through the air last year, and as I mentioned, he's already got 15 receptions for 391 yards this year, and they've got a good tailback too. Tyus Mester, their tailback, nearly 300 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns on the season, had 11 touchdowns last year and 900 yards on the ground.
They're dangerous. They definitely are athletic. Definitely are athletic on the offensive side of the ball.
Defensively, what do you see out of them on the other side of the football?
About all you can see is that big old defensive tackle they've got in the middle, man. They've got some size and some athleticism up front. For sure, we're going to have to that crew of offensive linemen we talked so highly about on our side a little bit earlier in the program. They're going to have a ferocious night. They're going to have to really play hard. We're going to defensively. They're pretty simple. I think their coaching staff have done a great job of getting the type of kids that they have in a great scheme. It's very simple, but it allows their athletes to just see the ball and use their athleticism to make plays. We'll see a 4-3 on defense with a lot of man coverage. Our receivers are going to have to win versus man-to-man. If we can win and catch some contested balls, we'll have a chance.
And we mentioned this a little bit in kind of the first segment about how Ben had come in and kind of calmed down a little bit and led that last drive, and he's going to start at you guys for quarterback. How important was it for him to kind of get that one varsity drive underneath his belt where he had a lot of success, completed a few passes? I know he threw a really good ball to Jalen Oliver that I couldn't tell if it was broken up or he dropped it, but it was still a terrific pass no
Absolutely.
Matter what on that Collinsville sideline. So he had some really good moments, and as you mentioned, it sounds like against that man coverage, he'll have to have some success throwing the ball
tomorrow. No doubt about it. He's going to have to be put the ball in really tight windows, and we've talked a lot about that all not just this week, but since I met the QBs, our ball or nobody's ball. That's a big part of our offense, is that we don't have turnovers.
We talked a little bit about kind of what you guys are going to have to do on defense. You got Tom Beard, who of course has done a great job at cornerback, and I know our last week's player profile, Cody Winter, is another guy who you've had at cornerback, and it looks like you're kind of solidifying that secondary a little bit with those two guys, and Tayton Hopkins, you've been pleased at safety.
Absolutely.
As well.
Tayton Hopkins has been phenomenal for us this year. I need all of those guys to have a big game. Caden Davis is the other starting safety that we need to have a great game. He's another sophomore, and you're going to hear a lot of that throughout the season. You're going to hear me talking about our sophomores. I'm excited about our future because we're getting some young guys in the battle and in the fire early and trying to develop that experience. But yeah, we've got to have a great game from all those guys. You can expect Paxton Bradford to come in and play some corner at times, and Cody Winters move back to that safety spot as well. We'll move those guys around and try to get us in the best matchups that we can.
And I know that we talked about this a little bit last week, but nice to have a guy like Cody who you've switched around and has adjusted so well, so you can kind of do that almost seamlessly.
No doubt. That's what a senior with experience is able to do, play multiple positions, and he's been more than willing to do that and has been really good everywhere we put him.
Talking with Bartlesville High head football coach Lee Blankenship, previewing the Bruins and the Dell City Eagles Friday night at Custer Stadium. One other sophomore I wanted to hit on before we kind of talk about the home game and the atmosphere itself, Caleb Perry, who did another good performance this past Friday at Collinsville. It's two really good games in a row, both in special teams. He had a really good return that got you guys on the Cardinals side of the 50, and he caught a football for the first time.
Absolutely, yeah. I had a big catch there, and that was in that last drive where we were down, and there was just under, I think, 5 minutes left in the game, and we were really trying to get down and score as quickly as we could, and he had a big third down conversion catch and made a nice run after. Caleb is a kid that just gets a little bit better every week, as a sophomore, he's really starting to earn our trust. Obviously, anytime you stick a sophomore back there and he's the one guy back returning punts, that says a lot about what we think of him and what we think his potential is.
And then just your overall thoughts on the first home game, you know, message to the fans if they're listening. I know that we've both been tremendously excited about what the Bruin faithful have done on the road, and we get a chance to finally see it at Custer Stadium. And as you mentioned, it's your first ball game on that beautiful field down there.
Absolutely. Just to our fans and the people of Bartlesville, I would say a couple of things. Number one, bring it. go buy you an air horn. Those things are fun to toot during the game. And number two, just continue to support our kids and encourage our kids. You have no idea what it means to our coaches and our players, the young men that represent our community and work so hard to see that community there and supporting them and cheering for them. Let's be loud on third down. We're going to need some stops on third down this week.
And Coach will remind you, if you're not sure if it's third down, just keep your eye on him, and he'll usually turn around and let everybody know when it's time to get loud if you're confused.
That's right. I am extremely competitive. I love our kids and I love the process, but I want to win on third down. So I've been known to turn around and pump my arms, and we're really trying to coach our young guys. Every player on our team has a role. The guys that aren't playing very much, is when they're younger, that's okay. Their role is to help us win. Our fans can have a big impact on our success as a team on Friday night just by the way that they raise their voices. So they've been exceptional so far. Our community has. Keep on bringing it, and that's going to help.
7 o'clock kick, 6:30 pregame. You can blame your Walkman finally and listen in the stadium on FM 93.3 or 1400 K1. We'll have that pregame I mentioned at 6:30 with the 7 o'clock kickoff. By the way, I did want to mention, Coach, Booker T. Washington, that is going to be a Thursday kick next week.
Thursday night. That was moved kind of late in the the year for the schedule, but that will be a Thursday night at their place. You know, they share the stadium with another Tulsa public school, I think, Tulsa Rogers.
Exactly.
So that's what they asked us to be able to move that game for those purposes.
So we'll remind everyone of that throughout next week, of course. But do be aware, Bartlesville will play on Thursday next week at Booker T. Washington, of course. We're excited for Dell City Friday night, a couple days from today at Custer Stadium. Coach, appreciate it. Thanks so much for coming
out. Yeah, man. As always, appreciate you having me on, and great program.
Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship. Thanks to Coach, of course, DeAndre Young, Brad Dunches, Jason Breimer, and also Trey Stump for keeping us on the air back in the studios. For all of them, I'm Evan Farbach, wishing you a pleasant Wednesday evening. Don't forget you can join us every single Wednesday, 6 until 7 o'clock, live from Hideaway Pizza for the Lee Blankenship Show. It's also archived online at Bartlesville. Radio.com. We'll get you back to regularly scheduled programming on K1.